Welcome to the Self-Esteem and Confidence Mindset with me, Johnny Pardo.
Are you a new or aspiring entrepreneur? Well, today I'm going to give you 3 business tips that you can use to really start and grow your business. And stay to the end because I'm going to give you a bonus tip for you to use. So if you're really trying to get clarity around what your business is or what it could look like, then don't look any further. The Confident Action Taker Academy is something that is going to be launching on the 10th of January. And if you're someone who's just overthinking, getting overwhelmed, perhaps maybe a little bit stuck, and you want to get more confidence, you want more clarity, then stay tuned till later because I'm going to say a little bit more about the Confident Action Taker Academy. So why have I decided to talk about business? Well, it's because I get a lot of feedback from entrepreneurs listening to this, and often people with ideas on starting businesses. Now, obviously, if you have no intention of starting a business, you probably won't be listening to this episode. But I really, really want to talk to you. If you're still listening now, there's a good chance you're an entrepreneur in the entrepreneur space. And I'm very, very passionate about business, investing in yourself and growing your business and sharing it with other people and making an impact on the world. And that's why I want to introduce these business episodes, which I'll be adding into the podcast each week. So I've been coached and mentored by many, many different people. I've been to events like Business Mastery with Tony Robbins, and I've applied quite a lot of things into my business. So if you're particularly at the beginning of your business journey or you're even thinking about it, I wanted to give you these tips today. So rather than saying tips, actually, they're more questions. They're more questions you can ask yourself because questions give us answers. And when we've got answers, we're able to facilitate forward and move forward. Okay, so these are the 3 questions I want you to ask yourself or start thinking about asking yourself. The first one is, what do you want for your business? What do you want? What would be an ideal business? What do you want from your business? What will it give you? Okay. What is the outcome of creating your business? And then the next question is very much tied, but it's why do you want to create this business? What or why have you created this business? Because when we go through tough days, I've been through quite a tough day today. But when we have a clear why, a driver in terms of why we're really doing something, then that keeps us going rather than this stupid idea of willpower or motivation that just doesn't last. We need a pull, something that's going to pull us to move forward. And then the final question is, who can I learn from? Because there, in this day and age, there is someone else who would have done something the same or very, very similar. And we forget that, and we can model other people out there. So asking yourself, who can I learn from, is a very, very powerful question, because otherwise we think, oh, what do we have to do? And then we think of all the activities, and actually learning from someone else who's already done it can save you a decade. Now, that's why getting a coach or mentor is so important. However, you can learn from other people in books, in seminars and things like that. Like I mentioned, I went to Business Mastery and I picked up such information from that, and it was fascinating. So if you don't focus on what those kind of questions in actually understanding the direction in which you want to go, then you're just going to get stuck and go round and round in circles. So let's go through the questions once again. So what do you want? Be really specific. What is the outcome you're trying to achieve? What do you want in 1 year, 2 years, 3 years, 4 years, 5 years? And make it a real measurable, specific target you're looking for. You can just brainstorm at first, get the ideas down on paper. The second tip is, why do you want it? Why do you want to start this business? Or why have you started this business? And always remind yourself. And if it's not strong enough why, maybe you want to be doing something else. And then the final question is, who can I learn from? Who can I learn from? And how can I really, really use someone else's experience to speed up my journey? And people love sharing these this day and age. There's so many great people out there sharing their wisdom. So we're not short of knowledge this day, but we are short of wisdom. And wisdom is, you know, utilizing good quality information and actually make it into action. I've been there. I've been in a position where I was just like, sometimes in business at the start, you need to try a few things out. You're always going to try things in life. And, you know, take the odd bit of risk. But I've been in a position when I just wasn't clear on what I was doing, who I was serving and where I was going. So those are some questions to really get you going. Now, we've talked a little bit about business today, but particularly people I've worked with in the past and worked with, lots of them are entrepreneurs or have the entrepreneurial spirit within them. And they're very much about creating, wanting more clarity and a direction to go. And that's why I've created the Confident Action Taker Academy. It really helped you understand where you want to go and actually the right tools in place to create good confidence. So you believe in yourself, overcome things like imposter syndrome or self-doubt, so you can keep moving forward. Now, it opens on the 10th of January, but you can grab your place early. And if you grab your place early, there's a special bonus in it for you as well. So all you got to do to find out more about that is hit the link in the description below. So the final tip, what's the final question I've got for you? The final question is, how can I add more value than anyone else in my industry? And that's going to be a great question. You're not comparing yourself to other people, but ask yourself, how can I add more value? Or just leave it, how can I add more value? Because asking yourself that question again and again is going to really, really create great value for your customers. When you keep asking yourself that question, you're going to create more value for other people again and again. So I hope you've enjoyed this business lesson today. Like I say, I'm going to try and introduce these very regularly in the podcast because I know we've got a lot of entrepreneurs listening. And obviously, if you're listening right now, you're an entrepreneur because this stuff would have intrigued you. So I'm going to be adding more and more of this for you in the podcast to help with the business side, as well as the confidence side, of course. So thank you so much for listening. And if you've appreciated this, please share this with friends and family and give this a rating on Apple Podcasts so we can reach more people. Thank you so much if you've done so already. I appreciate you. And remember, work on that self-confidence every single day.